Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Anti-Meridian with Roxy. I'm joined here today by Rome Green Jr. You may know him from Dormtainment, but before we get into the actual questions I have today, let them know a little bit more about you.
Hello, I am Rome Green Jr. I am 1/5 of the comedy collective Dormtainment. I am co-owner of sunglasses brand Shady Side Up and also host of Comedy Trap House Podcast and Boss Talk Podcast. And I'm here to love, to create, and create a better world by using the form of comedy as a form of medicine to heal those who are sick out in the world. So that is me.
Aww. I like that. So my first question is, how do you start your AM? What's the typical day look like for you? I know you said you like to, you know, always try to be a better person. So are there specific routines you have in the morning and all of that?
So here's what's interesting. Let me take you. It harkens me back to a time in my life, to 2016, where I had just started on my personal development journey. Because before that, like I talked about stuff a little bit, but I really wasn't deep diving. And then I messed around and read the book, The Four Agreements, and that really shifted the way I think. Mm-hmm. And I read Alchemist like right after that in like one day. Okay, all right, my world is open up. So 2016, I decided, you know what? I'm gonna start getting up at 6 a.m. and we're gonna do Fit 16. So everything was 6, like 6 a.m., Fit 16, 2016. We would get up at like 6 a.m., walk to the gym every morning, walk back. Cool. So then pandemic happens. So let's fast forward, pandemic happens. So I was still already getting up at like 6 a.m. But I said, I need another shift. Pandemic here, I'm at the house. We're just trying to figure stuff out. I came across the interview by Robin Sharma, who was the guy I mentioned earlier, and he was talking about a book he was about to release called The 5 A.M. Club. He was like, this is where entrepreneurs, you know, billionaires, you know, people who are very successful, this is the time they wake up, this is their hour, and when you wake up with the moon, it's just a better day for you. And I was like, interesting. So I was like, cool. I'm always curious, which is, I think, is a big thing of mine. So I like, let me dive into this book. And I love reading. Dove into this book. Book instantly became one of my top 5 books I've ever read. And so I was like, okay. In the book, they have a 66-day challenge to get up at 5 a.m. And with, I'm talking about Monday through Sunday. Not this week. Yeah, Monday through Sunday. And boy, it was phenomenal. So I've been getting up at 5 a.m. So to go back to the question, I get up at 5 a.m. Right now, my routine is I get up at 5 a.m. I don't touch my phone. I actually bought that little circular globe that's back there in the corner. That's like an alarm clock thing. It's like, it wakes you up with like a sunrise.
Oh, it's one of those? Oh, yeah. That is dope.
I bought that. Stay off my phone. Boom. I get up. I do this morning prayer by Bill Winston. I've been doing it for almost a year now, every day. And it's just like this affirmation prayer. And it's about 2-3 minutes long. So I do that first. While I'm doing that, I make my bed. Because once you make your bed, you set your tone for the day because you already have one task completed. So I make my bed. And then I go straight to meditation, between 5 to 10 minutes. I'm trying to get back to like 20 minutes cause I had fell off. So I'm trying to like start with 5, get to 10, kind of work it back up, get that stillness in. Then I read, at least minimum of 10 pages. And then, I look at stocks about 6:30 and then I'm at the gym after that. So that's kind of the typical in a nutshell, but it's had all types of changes in between, but we can go into all that. But yeah, that's the typical right now. Yeah.
And I will say the sunset thing has changed my routine. So like I moved in this apartment a couple
months ago. And like, I have this huge window, like sliding window thing. So I see, and I face the sunset. So like, I wake up to the sun and it's so pretty. Like I can see it. Like I just always feel it waking up. So that's really cool that you're able to emulate that with the lamp, because I will say waking up to it, it just feels, it's like your day's already starting great.
Yeah. Like my boy Cam always says, like Cam always says, nature is our true luxury. So when we get that energy from the sun, it's just a different feeling. Like it immediately embraces you and wakes you up with like just a whole new day, because it is a new day and you're in that present moment at that time. So it's a beautiful thing.
I agree. So your next question, how do you balance working with the team in your own individual career goals? Because y'all started in what, 2009?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ooh, 13 years?
I was about to say, I can't math. So 13.
I believe that's 13 years, I think. You know,
ooh, I got to calculate now.
Yeah. Okay. Or
2 minus, what did I say, 2009? Yeah, yeah. Nope, you're right, 13.
All right, ooh, man.
I'm a mathematician.
Ooh, you know, I do what I can. I don't like to brag. You know, It's interesting because for the longest time, I didn't have to balance because I was so focused on the team aspect. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the beautiful part of it, that egos were taken out of it early on. You know, nobody was like, oh, well, you know, as soon as we get to this amount, I'm out of here. I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was all in on the same goal, same vision, which is pretty priceless, you know, and you can't really beat that. But you know, of course, as you grow older, you start to learn different things. You start to dive more into self-identity, figuring things out. And so now for me, what I realized is, because I struggled for a little bit, I was like, but if I go do this, am I leaving my team behind? This and that and third. Mm-hmm. But I realized that we are an umbrella and each one of us is just raindrops, right? And so in this umbrella is Dormtainment, the production company. No matter what these raindrops do, it's still going to be covered by Dormtainment. You know what I'm saying? So I can't get away from that. That's a part of my life. So if I go out right now and I book a leading role in a movie, they're going to be like, oh, that's Ron from Dormtainment. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's going to circle back to the group regardless. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it won't circle back as in they want the group, whole group, to do something, but that the name and the legacy still,
you're always connected to it.
Yeah, because it's a part of me. So and I think we've kind of just understood that that one part of our life, that chapter, you can't be afraid to close chapters because there's always more books in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I tell people, if you want to close a chapter, close it and don't worry about what people are saying, like, oh, well, you started that. And like, nah, if it's not serving you, if it don't feel good, close that shit and do something else. We can cuss on here, right? My bad.
That's PG-13. Shit is fine. It was the hands.
I was getting rough.
You was flowing. You was
but yeah, so it's one of those things where we did that portion and it's like, cool. Now we're moving on to bigger portions. Like we're writing full scripts and movies and stuff like that. So it takes longer time. You got to go through the process of Hollywood and all that stuff. So we understand that whatever we do, it's all going to end up coming back to the group one way or another. We want to just be able to come together, do movies, do shows, and everybody can go off and do their thing. Whether you want to go do music, you want to paint, you want to whatever, go do whatever you want. When it's time for us to come together and lock in and do something creative and artistic, and we'll do that. And then, you know, like we do now, if they call us and say, like if ADD hit us, hey, Dormtainment, why don't you do something cool? We come in, do our thing, and then we go out and do our thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good flow. You know, nobody has ego. That's the most important.
I was about to say, I think that's the key takeaway, because that's usually what disrupts the group is ego or somebody feeling like, you know, I'm better than the group. You're never better than the whole. You're just different at all.
All of them could come to me today and be like, hey, look, I'm done. I want to go do something else in my life. I think about traveling the world and just being free. Hey, brother, go do your thing. I ain't going to never be
enjoy. So my next question, do you have any tips for time management?
No. You're asking, I respect the honesty. You're asking a creative entrepreneur about time management? What?
You gotta have something. Cause I mean,
no. I got it.
Cause you get stuff done.
Let's see. You know, I'm a book nerd, so I'm a tap into two books. One, I can show them.
Show the books. I was thinking, I was trying to go get one of my books, but I don't have any pants on. So I was like, I'll just sit.
You sit down.
I will just have a seat.
First book is called Indistractable, all right, by Nir Eyal. I believe that's the last name. In this book, it basically just talks about, of course, being indestructible by being indistractable, because a lot of our time management issues is not from the time, it's from the things we're distracted with. You know what I'm saying? And when I realized that, I was like, oh, I don't have a time management issue. I have a distraction issue. Mm-hmm. that's what it is. And then second book I will reference is, which is also in my top five of books, top six, James Clear, Atomic Habits.
Yeah, fire.
Because then once you get the distractions out of the way, you have to get the habits in order. You know what I'm saying? That's going to help you. So what I realized is, once I said, okay, let me use the tools that I can now in order to create the space for me to be creative. For example, now I have what they call, once again, back to my boy Robin Sharma in the 5 a.m. club, it's called power blocking. And what it is, it's like focus, intense focus. It's, let's say you are a novelist and you're like, all right, I need to get this book done in the next 3 months. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, from 9 to 12, I'm turning my phone on focus. I'm throwing it in the other room and I'm going hard for 3 hours and then I'm stopping. Like, don't go past the 3 hours. Cause what we don't realize is the reason why we have bad time management because we're distracted is because we're afraid of imperfection. Like, a lot of this stuff I realize, like, as a creative, I'm like, oh, I just didn't want to do it. So I would distract myself because I was like, oh, shoot, but if I do this and it's not good, I can just be distracted and be like, well, you know, I wasn't
really. Well, I did that at least.
you know what I'm saying? But when you take time and super focused, I've realized, like, oh my God, I get so much work done and I have time in the day for myself. And that's the time management. Whatever you're doing, make sure you schedule time for yourself because you
need it.
It's imperative because if you don't, you're going to burn out immediately.
You're not going to want to do it at all. You're never going to finish it.
It's going to feel like a job. You're going to be like, all right, I don't want to do none of this. So yeah, I set specific times, which I'm having to get ready to do now because I'm about to start writing this script. So I'm like, I know how taxing writing can be. So I'm like, all right, I need to schedule. Like, and for me, I have to go out places sometime and write. Like, let me go in the woods or let me go like be away. So it just in nature, I like being, you'll sit in some grass in a park and like, you know.
I do like, okay, the part I was just like, you just be going to the woods, that's your thing. I wasn't judging. I was just like,
went through the woods.
Must get it done.
So I think for those listening, if you want to create good time management, lay out all your distractions. Like, what's really truly distracting you, and then you'll see like, oh, if I eliminate an hour of that, let's just take social media for example. Let's say you look at your what they call it, the little weekly thing on the
that's what got me.
Look, they say, look, what now? If you look at that and it says, oh shoot, you look at it, you're like, oh damn, every day for 2 hours I'd be on social media. Imagine what you can get done in 2 hours. So it's like,
I looked at mine and it said 40. Legit, this is what made me stop just scrolling. It said 40 hours. I was like, that's a full job that I've just been. Yo, like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing? And I wasn't working. I was just doing comedy full time. I'm like, I could have put 40 hours into comedy and writing and like building my brand. And I was trying to like excuse it with myself. Like, well, you know, I do social media. So like, I was not doing research. Like,
oh, yeah,
just looking at TikTok video and so just laughing.
When you take 40 hours and you be like, oh, I don't have bad time management. I got bad distraction management.
I get distracted so easy.
Like, that's the thing. So I'll say that's one tip. Number two, start to learn how to delegate if you can. If you have, especially if you're a business owner, I had to learn to do that. Mm-hmm. I recently got an assistant not too long ago. And for the longest, I fought it because I'm like, man, I could do this, man. I don't need help. I don't need no help. You know what I'm saying? I got my team with me. We good. Even a team need a team. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, legit.
That's the crazy part. And she has freed up so much space in my brain. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Why didn't I do this so long ago? Now I'm thinking, all right, how many other assistants can I have? Like, can I
just like, I got like six. I need to want to do this. Can you cook my food? I need you
to just chop up the veggies when I'm about to eat. Like, but once you learn how to delegate with one area, you can learn how to delegate with other areas in your life that's not even work. You know how to delegate with friends and family and understand like everybody's roles. When you understand your power position in life, like, it helps you so much more. So that would be the other tip for time management, is learn to delegate. Like, learn to delegate and get you a nice, decent routine that you can. Because we are creative, it's tough for us to like stay in a routine. But I would say get a routine that you can at least pivot from and come back to. You know what I'm saying? You can, like, you can back to like you have your set schedule. Like, I have a set schedule, but it's like, you know what? If this morning I just want to go do something different, I'll go do that. You know what I'm saying? So,
or you might get called to film, or you might get called to just do something literally an hour before you're supposed to do it. So I will say that is also just going back to what you said earlier. The benefit of waking up so early, because then at least that's your routine. Like, if you at least are able to keep your morning routine, you'll at least feel structured and grounded. Because during the day, it may fluctuate. Like, I used to have a routine, like, between these hours, I do this. Between these hours, I write. Between these hours, I do this. And then I moved out here. And then stuff started picking up again. And I produce for, you know, All Def. And then I write for different stuff. And now I'm like, you know, I get paid to host and act and stuff. And so I might not be able to. And I got a child. So it's just like a whole lot going on. But at least in the morning, from like 4:30 a.m. to like 7, I know, like, that's my time and I can do what I need to do.
People are asking me, like, why do you get up so early? I'm like, if I don't, I'll be nuts out here. I'll be crazy out here. Like, I gotta, I need my time. I need to read. I need to download. Like, I need to. I just learned about the law of entropy, which is like things that, basically, paraphrasing, basically, it's when stuff can't just sit there and not, like, go to waste. Like, your brain just can't sit there. For example, take a car. You leave a car there and it's parked in the same spot for a year. When you come back, tires are going to be bad. It's going to be pooped on. You know what I'm saying? It's going to deteriorate. But it's going to deteriorate. So just like your brain. So every day you have to practice putting stuff into your mind, and because if you don't, it's just gonna go to waste. Like, a lot of it is gonna go to waste. And so I tell people all the time, like, my routine keeps me so grounded that, like, let's say I wake up at 5, and we're human, every morning is not gonna be the best. Some morning you might be like, oh, I ain't got it in me, man. I ain't feeling the energy. But if I tell myself, but just start your routine, just start it. Because if you start it, you'll start to get into it. And it's helped me every time. Those mornings that are tough and I may not be feeling my best, I'm like, you know what? Nah, let's hit the prayer. Let's hit the meditation. Let's read. And then you're like, oh, I do feel better. You know what I'm saying? So at least you got that part of your day down. So I respect that 100%.
And then my last question, which you've already answered several times, but here you go. What are some book suggestions?
This is my section right here.
Oh, I love book. This is my also my. I'm also like a book nerd. I got my LA library card. I've been turning up in there. They let you. Come I said, on. Ma'am, how many books can I get? Because in Texas, I think it's like 10 or 11. In Houston, that lady said 30. I said, say less.
Look, so spend these it all. These are like 10% of my books, and then I have another 10% over here. Then I have a box, because I don't have my bookshelf. I can't have a bookshelf. It's too small in here. It would cover the room. So, all right. I'm getting excited. All right, here we go. Because I'm supposed to do a video. Not supposed to. I'm going to do a video on my top books you should read in 2022. So maybe this is the time I can get them out. Hey, all right, let's
please do. And before you get into yours, just real quick, because I keep forgetting to do this when I do this podcast. If you don't like physical books, I love physical books, but a lot of people are just like, you know, I don't have time to read. I don't like reading. If you don't have Audible already, get Audible. Audible is like one of the best things ever because they also drop like the Audible Plus catalog. So it's like $11 or $12 a month or whatever. But then the Audible Plus is free and it's unlimited. Yeah. So like I got 493 books in here and most of them are free. And then also just, you know, if you do get a book and you don't like it, you can return it. So I'll be flipping the books. So I just, I'll be flipping the books so quick. So if you are a reader, you like to read, you don't have Audible, this sounds like an ad, they are not paying me yet, it's in the works. Don't have Audible, get Audible. So do you want me to go first or you want to go first?
I want to put a pin real quick though. You said something and I was like, all right, I got to say this. Because you said, for those who say they don't have time to read, I don't think that's, I think people just say that because they don't want to.
They don't want to do it. I mean, that's excuses for everything.
Yeah, and it's just like, no. You have time to read, or that you don't like reading as in physical copies. And it's like, no. That feels like work, so you don't want to like feel like work, but like I tell people, physical copies is something about tangible things where you learn more, because we're already on our phones and computers all day, so we're already getting so much Audible already. And it's no shade to Audible. I actually do like Audible, but we're
sounds shady.
We're already getting so much bad Audible, not good Audible like the books. We're getting so much bad stuff that when you just do like podcasts and just do listening, or like, it's just like, where's your time to like be still with yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but some people just really don't like, oh my bad, I'll let you finish your
statement. Oh, no. I would advise people to just try it a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Don't just shut it off. Now, if you try it and you genuinely can't learn that way, that's a whole different thing. But if you're just doing it because you're saying, well, I don't want to, then that's a, you know, try thing. So, but yes. Yeah.
That was the next point I was about to make. So that, cause I, you know, I used to, well, you don't know that. You know, we ain't talk like that. I used to teach. So like I taught like 12th grade English. So like, I'm very much like, hey, if you don't like that, whatever, do this. If you don't like that, do this. I think for a lot of people, like you said, they just don't like, it feels like homework and it feels like work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, this is easier, but I do wholeheartedly agree. Like I said, I love books and stuff too. If you do retain the information better when it's physical, you can go back, you can do it, and you can see it, you can touch it. But some people just really just like, I don't like touching a book, I hate it, I want it in my ear.
I want a library room in my house. Like I want
me too. I want it like Beauty and the Beast, and I want a ladder, and I want to slide across. Like I want to be in just there.
Just slide down there. Like this.
Yo, I love me some books. But so
I'll let you go first. Go ahead.
Okay, so since we're talking about like creatives and stuff, I just got this from the library. This is one of the dopest books I've read in a really, really long time. The Wall Will Tell You. Hampton Fancher. I'm not good at pronouncing names, but he wrote Blade Runner. So this book is just like advice, but it's like, yo, it's super, like I said, it's really short. It's written like this where you can just like get some quotes, but they're really like, I was just reading like, oh, wait a minute. Like I got it. Cause I just,
oh, you want to my books tab. Yeah. So I can make sure I write down.
I'm going to read one. Where's the one I really liked?
It says The Wall. What?
The Wall Will Tell You, The Forensics of Screenwriting. So it's just
I need that. Okay.
Yo, it's really good. I'm trying to find.
I'm going to Barnes & Noble today.
Let me see. It's just like, it's writing advice, but he writes it in such like a sensei way. Like I'm trying to find my favorite one.
And as writers, if anybody listens to this as a writer, throw the thought of writing block out your mind. It's not. It's just, that's just resistance. That's just resistance trying to hold you back. So throw that out. Like when you say, I got writer's block. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're scared. It's okay.
just put something on the piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, I think you'll really like this book. People, characters, let us know what they want us to know, want us to believe. The rest is a secret. Locate the secret, the hidden, the suffering, the ambition, the blind spots. Pride can blind. Ambition can blind. Stupidity can blind. Desperation can blind. Overconfidence can blind. Timidity, fear, frustration, perfectionism, impatience. In other words, the traits, characteristics, idiosyncrasies of the three-dimensional people, your characters. So he has like different chapters with like just short advice on like how to build characters, how to get in the mind of characters, like how to write.
That's hard. It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Even just these one-liners, more of one thing instead of 10 different things. Like, wait a minute. Dang, you're right. Yeah, go into the one thing. Sometimes we try to do two. And that's why I like this book so much, because I can also put like my perspective on it. He's not telling me, because sometimes that's what will upset me about books when they're trying to teach you stuff. Like, don't tell me, like, tell me how to do it, but don't tell me what to do. Like, you're not right. You know what I mean? You don't know me. So yeah, like, let me put my own inference on it, because it is an art. It's creative. So I really, and it's so short. I read this in like 15 minutes. So
I'm here.
Good book. That one. And then I got a lot. Just, I post them on my story. So I just give one, because I'll get to preaching too. So
yeah,
one more time.
We'll wrap after the podcast. We're gonna get in there. And because I'm been looking for more writing partners too. So we'll talk. We gotta talk. All right. Here we go. Top five books you should read.
I'm so excited.
Books you should read in 2022. You know, a lot of people get excited about sports. I'm like, yeah, I do get excited, but I'm really excited about knowledge. Like, okay. And this is no particular order, but for those who listen to this podcast, it's imperative that you read the 5 a.m. Club. Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Sharma, 5 a.m. Club, imperative. Please go read that. That's a book. Like I showed you before, for those who listen to this podcast, I'm sure it's other creatives and whatnot, Atomic Habits is a must, because he breaks it down in such a way. Let me see if I can find something that I highlighted.
Yeah. Are you a book highlighter, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Not judging.
So he's, it's this quote about, have you heard about the Stonecutters quote?
Mm-mm.
So this quote is basically symbolizing when, you know how when people, they work at something for so long, but they...
And then you finally hit
that so
quote? Okay.
The way he writes says, when nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times with as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it was split into two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before. So for people who are in stuck place and feel like, man, what am I doing? Da da da. Realize and understand that each of your tiny habits is creating a bigger impact. You know what I'm saying? Small adjustments for major improvements. That's what this book is about. So I would say that's another one. So that's two. I got three more. All right. I would say for something that's light and lovely. John C. Maxwell's Daily Reader. So it basically gives you a daily, like a short, you know, just kind of like the book you were talking, like little short inserts each day. So we'll go, what's the day? February 11th. We'll go to 11th. And look at this. All right. See, now I'm about to get excited again. All right. Because I didn't read this for today because I have another daily reader because I had already read this one. But what did I just say to you a minute ago that we got to talk about after we...
Writing partner?
Yeah. Today's title is The Value of Teamwork.
Ooh. Yeah, we said it earlier too.
That's the value of teamwork. And so it just gives you like little inserts, and he talks about the value of teamwork. And every day is something like really nice. Like yesterday's was the position myth, and it says instead of relying on position or title, use other relational influence with others. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a good book, and my boy Justin Davis had gifted this to me, so that was dope. So that's that one. All right, we got two more. Here we go. The Think Like a Monk. James Eddy, Think Like a Monk.
I haven't read that one yet. I just added it to my.
Great book, really about breath work and stillness and just letting go of past identities that were thrown on you. Like it asks you questions like this question is, does this fit my chosen values or those that others have selected for me? Is this dust or is it me? You know, and because he talks about how you got to shake off the dust so you can get to you. Like he gives this picture of a dirty mirror in an attic. And when you go to the mirror, of course, when you look in the mirror, you're distorted. But as soon as you dust the mirror off and really get down to its true essence, you see yourself clearly. And so it talks about all these different things. And it's a great, great book. And it's only right that I end this. Where's my other book? I want to save that one. See, this is when it gets tough because I could give. No. Okay. Okay. Because it's only right because it's just going to flow better. So mm-hmm. I Think Like a Monk, and then I got to go straight to The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Mm-hmm. By top author Robin Sharma. This is his very first book. This is the 25th anniversary edition. Mm-hmm. The way Robin writes is very story-driven. So I think that's why people like me and you would like, because it's very, mm-hmm. he gives it in a story, but he's giving good points inside the story and creating, like, it's creating images for you while you're learning. So mm-hmm. it's
The Alchemist, which is the book.
That's the book. And I'm sure he learned from him and, you know, all this stuff. So mm-hmm. that's, so there we got 5 a.m. Club, Robin Sharma. We got Atomic Habits, James Clear. We got John C. Maxwell's Daily Reader. We got Think Like a Monk, Jay Shetty. And last, we got The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, Robin Sharma.
Hey, you did 5. Now I feel trash for just doing 1.
I only did 5. And you know what? Low key, I need my books.
I got it. I'm gonna just throw in 4 more because now I feel trash. Just do the whole. I can cheat real quick. Whole series by Austin Kleon, the Still Like an Artist, Show Your Work, and Keep Going. They have it on Audible, all 3 of them together as a collective. Then change my whole perspective on like a lot of stuff. And then the last one, which is one of my recent favorite books, is How to Stay Human in a Fucked Up World, Mindfulness Practices for Real Life. And it's by Tim Desmond. It's a really good book. It's not long, but I love when I know this is going to sound crazy. I love when people curse teaching me. I curse. So you read all the Leave Me the Fuck Alone, all them kind of books where it's like, you're wake the fuck up. I like books like that. Like, I feel like, you know, maybe it's because we're black.
We you know, black people like a lot of animation. You know, we like to keep it loud. You know, I just realized though. You know how people, you know those books, The Power, the 48 Laws of Power, Seduction, Mastery, all that stuff.
Yep.
By Robert Greene.
Robert Greene.
Yeah. For those who don't want to read those full books, he released a Daily Laws.
Oh, he did?
Has excerpts from all of the books every day. So it's almost like that John C. Maxwell book. So this is the one. I didn't see the one for the day. What's the title for the day? It is Enter the Cycle of Accelerated Returns. That which we persist in doing becomes easier to do. Not that the nature of the thing has changed, but our power to do so has increased. Ooh, okay, Ralph Waldo Emerson with the quote. And he talks about just different stuff. So he said, everything worth doing has a learning curve. When it gets hard, remember the goal, reaching the cycle of accelerated returns. So, yeah.
Those even more childish like me, and sometimes you don't want to read, there's this dude on YouTube named Illustratus. And he animated, like, he didn't animate him, but he talks about all the laws and he, like, draws cartoons and stuff like that. Yeah. So he's really good to check out, too. If, because Robert Greene books be thick. That yeah, is all, thick. Hey,
them books be like girls in the South. They be real thick. You know what I'm saying?
Obnoxiously thick. What are you doing out here? Just living with all of this ass. All right, so thank you so much. Tyrone Green, where can they find you? Do you have any stuff coming up that you want to talk about?
Yeah, definitely you can find me at I Roam a Lot on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that good stuff. Podcast, we have two podcasts. One, The Comedy Trap House, comes out every Tuesday. And then Boss Talk, we have a Patreon for. So that's the reason why we did a Patreon, because we wanted to build a community of thought provokers and when you pay attention. So we wanted people to come in and really like create this community, in which they have, like, even people inside the community have worked with each other, flew to different states, worked with each other and did business together. So it was super dope. So that Boss Talk, it was all about mental health, inspirational business. We just had a guy on there that talked. He owns a virtual assistant company. So he talked about delegation. So we had an hour talk about delegation, which convinced me to go ahead and do that thing. So, we talked about everything. We just talked with a tax guy. He's the tax man. His name is Mitch. So people are looking at it. So we literally bring in everybody. And it's a big, great thing. So that's that. Of course, Dormtainment across the board. If you want to go to Dormtainment, we drop a new Dormtainment story every Wednesday, which I got to get you on a story because I know you got some funny stories.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I know our fans will love you. They love when girls come on and tell crazy stories. So that'll be dope. And then I would say my most recent endeavor is my sunglasses company, Shady Side Up. We also are doing a 25% off Black History Month all month. So you can get 25% off your shades at ShadySideUp.com and The Shady Side Up on Instagram. So you can check out our frames. We just shot some videos for our spring collection, which I'm super excited about. We got these like Easter pastel colors coming out. So that's going to be cool. I'm just, just young man out here working, living and trying to do better, man. That's it. That's
well,
it.
Aw. Can't try. Ended on a nicer note than that. It's very sweet. It's Black History too. So thank you, young Black man, for coming on and gracing my podcast today. I really appreciate you. I hope you all learned something today. I hope we gave you like some good suggestions. If you have any questions, let me know. I'm always, let me not lie. I'm not always down to talk. I'm down to talk sometimes.
That's so honest. That's
honest. I don't lie. You know, hit me up. I may hit you back, but if you leave a comment, I'll definitely hit you back. So thank you very much for joining me for this episode of Anti-Meridium. This is going to drop bi-monthly on Apple Podcasts. Once they fix whatever they did with my stuff, it'll be on there. But you can see the video on Patreon. It's patreon.com/RoxyHayes. You can also check it out on SoundCloud. I also have two other podcasts, Bedtime Bitching with Roxy, where I bring a guest on. I need to have you on there, actually, where we bitch about the things we love, because we all hate something about the things we love. And then Tell Me a Story, Roxy, which is my storytelling podcast where I tell stories about my life. The most recent one released was about the time I got engaged. So check that one out. Also on SoundCloud. It will be available on Apple Podcasts. Y'all have a wonderful day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.